Hey, glad you can make it. And welcome to the Employee Cycle Podcast, where we talk to HR innovators, thought leaders, and even some disruptors about the latest in HR trends, HR tech, and you guessed it, HR data. Well, you've heard enough of me talking. Now let's start the show.
Hey, and welcome back to the Employee Cycle Podcast. I'm your host, Bruce Marable, CEO of Employee Cycle. And you know Employee Cycle, we are that people dashboard that is helping all of you HR leaders at small and medium companies become more data-driven and make data-driven workforce decisions. How do we do that? We offer you a people dashboard that has pre-built integration connectors to the best-in-breed HR systems that we know you're all using. Systems like Bamboo HR, Namely, Sapling, ADP, Reflective, Office Vibe, 15.5, you name it. We know that you're pulling messy spreadsheets from all these different systems and trying to combine them together to understand your workforce, especially while they're remote. Well, look no further because we can bring all that data for you in one centralized, real-time, and beautiful people dashboard. Go to employeecycle.com to learn more. You can also get a demo so that we can understand how we can help you in your specific problems. Also, if you are more than excited about it and you want to get started today, then go ahead and kick off a free trial, and then we would love to get your feedback. But that's enough about me and Employee Cycle, because today we have an awesome guest. So please help me welcome to the show, Leslie Singman. She's the HR director at Chivo Consulting. And today we're going to discuss how to manage employee engagement with a remote workforce. Leslie, welcome to the podcast.
Woo! Leslie! Welcome!
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Leslie. I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
Fine. We're working remotely and all is good.
That's what I like to hear. So, Leslie, we're going to kick this thing off the best way we know how, and that's by asking you, how did you end up in the wonderful world of HR?
I actually started as a agency recruiter about 24 years ago. And worked in Maryland doing account management, you know, bringing in job orders for a recruiting firm. And then moved my way through the ranks into in-house recruiting and then eventually into HR management at Chivo. I've been here now for 8 years.
Awesome. So today we're discussing managing employee engagement with a remote workforce. Before we start talking about how to manage this with a remote workforce, I would like to discuss what are some of the things that you were doing to maintain and increase employee engagement pre-COVID?
So pre-COVID, we were engaged with our employees through a variety of ways, you know, holding company meetings. So we are a distributed workforce even before COVID as well, because as a government consulting firm, we have a small corporate operations office where then everyone else is working at the client site in and around the Washington, D.C. metro area. So it is important for us to hold gatherings, communicate to employees frequently, and kind of bring them into the fold so that they don't feel that they're just out there with no one else supporting them. Usually they're in teams of Chivo people with supporting the client. But there is that occasional time where there's one person by themselves in the midst of a government's engagement.
So let me ask you this. Because you had previous experience in supporting a workforce that was already remote, did you feel more prepared as the work from home restrictions were put in place and people were forced to work from home versus it being their choice? Or did you still feel just as much uncertainty as you believe other HR leaders felt?
So, yes, I think we were quite a bit more prepared because we were used to not seeing. There are sometimes I may not see people that I had onboarded for 3 or 4 months at a time. So, yes, in that sense, we were definitely more prepared. And I might even think that because we've had to then send everybody home, our technology that we're using now has increased our engagement because we are using, of course, a lot more video conferencing than we thought we needed to do before, and everyone's pretty engaged on that as well, implementing some of those tools of video conferencing.
And just so the audience understands, pre-COVID, how often did the employees come together? And with them working remotely, did you have hubs in different areas where people would work from? Or all of your employees are pretty much used to being the lone wolf and always working individually by themselves?
So there are small teams, engagement teams, we call them, at various government locations, you know, in the DC metro area. So it was rare that someone was completely by themselves, you know, a one-off person. So usually I'd say there was at least a team of 3 to 4 and could be up to 10, 15 on a particular engagement. So they were rarely alone, but again, separate from corporate operations, definitely. So we would engage in the company as a whole, definitely at least 4 times a year with a company summertime picnic, a wintertime holiday party, with all hands meetings where we would invite everyone to an offsite location, hold a lunch, you know, do a company slideshow presentation. And so that definitely fostered togetherness so that you didn't just see the same 5 to 15 people at your client engagement. You got to interact with all those other people in the company that were on different engagements. So it was at least 4 times holding a company-wide event where we could all meet in person. And we haven't been able to do that this year since March.
So thanks for that context. And that makes me want to know, for the employees that were working in these pods or these small squads of people, it's good to know that they actually were working together, because in a way, they did go from in office working with a team, even though it might be a small team, still working with a team in person, and now being forced to work remotely. So what was that change like for your employees? And from the surveys and the conversations that you were having, what was the experience for them in regards to moving from these small teams to then working from home and working remotely?
Right. So working at home can be fairly isolating in general, right? So whether you were removed from your corporate environment, you know, so the, yes, they were in teams before, and being at home, you know, can be isolating. So that's where we kind of kicked in more engagement activities where we're conscious about greeting each other, if you will, in the morning, as if you were welcoming someone into an office. I personally reach out to my team every morning and say, you know, good morning virtually, right? So we're using Microsoft Teams. We can send out a blast as opposed to, so that's like that instant messaging, Microsoft Teams, and as opposed to cluttering up your email box with conversation. So we kind of have conversations through Microsoft Teams daily to kind of engage so that there's somebody else out there besides yourself, you know, sitting in the four walls of your home.
So I would actually like to take this time to really get your definition of engagement, because as I'm listening to you speak and I think about previous interviews about engagement, what it sounds like is that engagement is really communication. But is it more to engagement than just communication? And if so, what else does it entail?
Well, I do think there's more to engagement than just communication. So we do engage with our employees as well around community efforts. So we have charitable contributions quarterly that we consider, and employees can bring forward a charitable charity they're interested in contributing to, and we match dollar for dollar. And then we have had instances where we actually have gone out into the community as a whole, as a team, to support the charity live. We've done walks for a Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, things like that. So there's other so that would be more of a company-wide team engagement activity versus just the communication. But for a lot of people, communicating daily and getting information down from corporate does help them feel part of something.
Got it. So now that we're in this phase of getting used to the new normal, figuring out whether organizations are going to go back in the office or not. And we're not necessarily in the eye of the storm, but we're definitely not totally clear and over and past COVID. What does engagement look like today? And how are you thinking about maintaining that level of engagement moving forward?
I think we're improving our engagement right now moving forward, thinking about implementing buddy systems that we haven't had before, where when we have a new hire to help people become more acclimated within Chivo and the Chivo way, developing a buddy system. And then we do feel that we will be remote for quite some time, or, you know, working from your home for some time. So we're still working on engaging each other with virtual get-togethers, virtual engagement activities, so you don't feel so separate. I think we're still going to continue doing that. And of course, holding these virtual all hands meetings where we all get on as small squares and we can see each other that way as well, either company-wide or in your individual team.
When you're thinking about engagement, how do you balance check-ins with employees on a consistent basis, but also not trying to stress them out or over-communicate? And is over-communication even a problem? Is that even a possible problem, or is it can never be too much communication and too many check-ins?
Well, yeah, you don't want to sound like you're a micromanager, but I don't think over-communicating is too much problem. We usually tend to have the opposite way around, where we push down information to employees and then some find out they haven't read something. So we really don't feel that you can have too much communication sometimes here in our company. Sometimes it's just doesn't get read either.
When you're thinking about your engagement strategy, are you asking the employees how they want to be engaged with, or is it more top-down strategy based off of what you believe best practices and best practices?
So we do a bit of both. So yes, we have asked employees about what they want to be engaged with. And I think a lot of them just tell us the more information, they don't like to be left in the dark, right? Or they don't want to be surprised about anything, or they just want enough time, you know, to process things, you know, as they come along, changes, things like that. So I think for the most part, we're trying to meet that need by, you know, responding to what they told us, you know, get the information out to us sooner, be transparent, you know, share what we can.
And in regards to measuring engagement, are you currently using engagement surveys?
So we did do one this past year. We're going to do another one next year and see what improvements we've made based on the new technology we're using, which is, as I mentioned, Microsoft Teams, and then see where that takes us and holding these more frequent meetings. You know, so we have been putting out all kinds of communication in and around what our company is doing regarding COVID, and employees are definitely appreciating all that transparency. And then, of course, what they can do to help themselves in this time. I've sent out messaging regarding, you know, mental health concerns, you know, in these difficult times, concerns that parents have while kids are home from school. So we're constantly communicating around all things COVID too.
And when you're looking to communicate with your workforce, have you found that you need to communicate with employees or team members at different levels differently? So for instance, do you feel that you need to engage your managers in a different way than your individual contributors because they have the additional pressure of managing team members, or is it more of a blanket approach?
Well, I think in some scenarios, we approach the leaders in our company first and then get their feedback about, you know, how they feel about a certain approach we make, you know, worth considering, and usually get a yay on or nay on that, and then, yes, communicate across the board the same way.
Got it. And I have one more question for you. For all the listeners out there who are interested in figuring out ways to increase employee engagement right now with their workforce being remote, if there's only one thing that you would want them to remember from this conversation or from your experience, what would that one thing be?
Communicate and communicate a lot. and listen from the listen to employees as well. So the two-way communication from your employees is very important. Read any surveys, implement any strategic initiatives around that feedback, and then of course, and measure again.
Got it. Leslie, thank you so much for sharing your experience and your wisdom with the HR community, as I'm sure everyone listening to this will really appreciate everything that you shared. So thanks so much for being on the show.
Woo! Leslie!
Thank you for the time for the interview today. It was fun.
Awesome, awesome. So Leslie, where can people find you and Chivo online?
Yeah, so Chivo is hiring as a federal government consulting firm. We are hiring and had actually quite explosive growth, if you can imagine, during this COVID time. And we are located at www.chivoconsulting.com. And our careers page is very active with a lot of management consulting positions in and around the Washington, D.C. metro area.
Thanks for that. And we'll be sure to share that info in the show notes when this episode is promoted. So for all of you out there listening and you enjoyed this episode, then please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes to show that we're providing great content. Also, if this is the very first episode of our podcast you are listening to, and now you're interested and hungry for more episodes, then please subscribe to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all other major podcast players. And last but not least, all of you super awesome HR and people leaders out there, please continue to hire, train, and retain the best workforce possible. Thanks. Later, kids.